One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This podcast is dedicated to all my Indiana friends in those Indiana towns just living day to day in Indiana. This one is for you. This short story is about one of the sweetest things any child has ever said to me about my one-handed life. Hey, hey, my friends. Okay. This is podcast number 68, and it's simply just a short story about what happened to me this weekend. I went to San Diego, California to do some Aikido. I went to an Aikido seminar, and my sensei, Hiroshi Ikeda-sensei, happened to be there out of Boulder, Aikikai, and we're in this new affiliation. He's part of the affiliation, the Aikido affiliation. I just joined Aikido Shimbokukai affiliation, and they were having their first annual summer camp. Starting out, coming up, making it happen. Over the last couple months, I've actually been training some Aikido here in Boise, Idaho at Eagle Aikido. And one of my old students who teaches there mentioned he wanted to go to a seminar. So lo and behold, we are on our way to GI Aikido in San Diego. And there we are training. It's great to see a lot of old friends. It was really nice to see my sensei. It has been 8 years since I've been to an Aikido seminar, considering I went to pretty much 1.5 a month, almost 2 a month for almost 10 years while I ran 3 Shapes Aikido. So it was great to be there. I had a great time training. Of course, my wrist is hurt. If you've been following my podcasts, I did a little damage to my wrist almost 2 months back. So I couldn't train as much as I wanted to. However, I really wanted to attend the seminar. I wanted to be a part of the summer camp, make new friends, see old friends, and just get some training on. I've spent a lot of time in California. I actually have spent so much time in California doing Aikido, people thought I actually lived there. Once at a summer camp, not a summer camp, once at a weekend friendship training with the California Aikido Association under Nado Sensei, Duran Sensei, and Hendrix Sensei. Someone was like, "Oh, Alejandro, where's your dojo here in California?" And I said, "No, I don't live in California. I live in Idaho." And they were like, "Wow, you actually spend a lot of time here. I see you here a lot. I thought your dojo was in California." But no, we're there for 3 days of training and just having a good time. And of course, you see a lot of kids on the mat. There are actually some really young kids at the dojo. People training brought their kids. There was Christy Lee Sensei was there. She brought her daughter. And the dojo Cho Cat had her daughter there. Now, and this is the girl that said the really sweet thing to me. It was great because I was on the mat. I was actually in between classes. We had maybe 10 minutes in between classes this one time, which was a long time. We had a little extra downtime. And I was just doing some stretching. I was hanging out on the mat. And then I noticed this little girl looking at my one-handedness. And she was just kind of checking me out from side to side, taking a look, and just really noticed that I don't have two hands. And when she looked up at me, I looked at her. And we just made eye contact, and I gave her a nice little smile. And she smiled and kind of turned away a little bit. She didn't really know what to do. And she kept looking at me and my hand and the hand that I don't have and all that stuff. So I waved at her with my short side. And she got a really neat smile. She had a really neat smile. And then for the next 2 minutes, we just had really good nonverbal communication. I would talk to a couple Aikidoists. I would notice her looking at me. I would look over. We would just play these little games, basically. I would smile at her and blow my cheeks up, and she would smile at me and run behind a post and this kind of thing. And we just had this little back and forth going for a little bit. And then it was time to train. Class started. We trained for about an hour, and then we were breaking for lunch. This is great. We were breaking for lunch on a Saturday. People are excited to go out. There was some slamming barbecue in San Diego. Wow, this barbecue pit was so good, and it was two blocks from the dojo. Two blocks. Wow. I almost wish there was an extra day on the seminar so I could have another bit of lunch at the barbecue place. Slamming good. But we got about 2 hours and 15 minutes, 2.5 hours for lunch. People are taking a little bit of their time. Ikeda Sensei is selling some of his calligraphy and drawings, so people are lingering. I'm hanging out. I'm tying up my hakama, and Kat Sensei comes over and brings her daughter. And she introduced me to her. She's like, oh, hey, Alejandro Sensei, this is my daughter. And I thought, oh, this is great. This is your daughter, the little girl I was hanging out with. And she really wants to meet you. My daughter wants to meet you. And she introduced me to her daughter. She said, hey, Ada, this is Alejandro Sensei, very good friend of mine. Alejandro Sensei, this is my daughter, Ada. We shook hands and giggled and laughed and did that thing and just kind of hung out. And we're actually sitting on the mat now, and I'm trying to fold my hakama, which are my long samurai pants that look like a skirt. But it's actually a skort. They're actually pants. But it takes me a while to fold it. And this little girl is chatting me up, and we're just hanging out. Kat was like, oh, hey, Alejandro Sensei, can you just watch my daughter for a few minutes while I take care of some business and this kind of thing? And as Kat was walking away, she looked at me and she mouthed this so I could understand it. She's like, my daughter likes you. So we were just hanging out talking, and she was just asking me all these questions about Aikido and hanging out and one-handedness, but nothing really too deep. She's just like, oh, well, you know, you have one hand. It must be hard to fold that and all this kind of stuff. And we're just hanging out having fun. Basically, we're just having a little moment here on the dojo mat while I'm folding my hakama. People are walking by. All these things are going on, and we're just talking about lunch and what's going on. And I was like, well, what'd you do today? And she's like, well, earlier today I went to the zoo with my family, and we just stopped in for a little bit to pick up a friend, and we're gonna go back to the zoo later because I really like the gorillas. And you know, just conversation that you'd be having with a six-year-old child, basically. And then I, you know, I'm pretty much almost done folding my hakama. I got a couple more flips and then four more flips, and then I fold up my straps and I bend everything up, and I look over at her, and she's looking at me smiling. And this is what she said. This is one of the sweetest, nicest things any child has ever said to me. I my heart skipped a beat and I almost teared up. It was so sweet. She's like, you know, you're really cute with your one hand. And I was like, no way. I can't believe you said that. I had to hold the tears back a little bit. And it was just so sweet. She just meant it. It just came off so like matter of factly. Like she just realized this. She's like, oh, you know, you're really cute with your one hand. And I'm sorry. It was so precious. And then I gave her a fist bump. I gave her a high five. And then she gave me a high five on my short side. And then that's when Kat showed up and took off, grabbed her, and then they left. And then we went to lunch. And then Saturday night, we actually have a dojo dinner. So we're hanging out. Everybody's there. We're pulling back a few beers, eating some pizza. And then I was actually telling this crew this story because there was like six of us on the end of the table hanging out, eating and drinking. And they said, oh, Alejandro, you were having a great conversation with Wendy Palmer Sensei on the mat. And this other person chimed in and said, oh, yeah, and I noticed you were having a really great conversation with that six-year-old girl. And I said, you know what she said to me? I'm sorry, it's so funny. I said, this is what this little girl said to me. She's like, you know what? You're really cute with your one hand. And everybody started laughing. It was so, so funny. And I told Kat Sensei, the dojo cho, the person in charge of the dojo, I told Kat that, and she just started laughing, and we hugged, and she said, oh, Alejandro, my daughter just loves you. She couldn't stop talking about you. She thought you were so cool that you had one hand and long hair, and you did Aikido and all that, and she even said it again. She's like, he's really cute. I'm all bubbly right now. Shining deep with the Aikido. So what a great re-entry back into Aikido. for a six-year-old girl to tell me that I'm really cute with my one hand. That's great. I mean, as if it wasn't enough to see a number of my good friends, to be on the road with one of my old students and one of the senseis here at Eagle Eye Keto, and then to see my sensei, Ikeda's sensei, and to connect with Kat again. I mean, that if that wasn't enough, oh, mind you, that barbecue was slamming good. And I'm in San Diego. No, the highlight, given all that, not to mention the incredible Aikido training, the highlight was what that little girl said to me. She didn't only make my day, she made my week. I'm still riding that out. And that is the power of kindness, coolness, and cuteness. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.